Joe DeRose with the Wisconsin Historical Society says six cities and La Crosse County received just under $63,000 total for preservation projects. These include a historic Racine neighborhood and what may be one of the earliest Mormon farmsteads. DeRose says most grants will be used to nominate sites for the National Register of Historic Places. DeRose says he'd like to see more communities undertake historic surveys.
These grants that we give out are to units of government that have active preservation programs, and currently there's only 62 of these in the state of Wisconsin. La Crosse County is one of only two counties, for instance, in the state that has this status, and there's 70 other counties that could take advantage of this program.
Vicki Twindy Jabner chairs La Crosse County's Historic Sites Preservation Commission. She says preservation efforts are important because historic sites may be endangered by new developments.
Urban sprawl is all of us a threat to buildings or archaeological sites. So having things on the National Register affords them some degree of protection.
DeRose of the Wisconsin Historical Society adds historic resources are often not considered early on in a developer's planning process.
If communities can identify historic resources and incorporate those findings into their plans, there's a great chance of preserving the buildings. It's not as dramatic as halting the bulldozers at the site, but it's much more effective.
Yet DeRose says grants they provide are often the only pot of money available to communities for historic preservation projects. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.